Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
To the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am your host, Celeste Morgan, and I'm so happy to be with you tonight. I heard some of y'all were looking for me last week. I'm so sorry about that, but I'm here now and ready to play the numbers game with you. You are listening to Julie Dexter, Choices, a song that I needed to hear. Because no matter what is appearing in our lives, the choices that we make in this moment, right now, are going to predict our future, are going to shift our vibration for either higher or lower. The choice is yours. But I wanted to offer you some choices through Julie Dexter. You can find her at juliedexter.com. Phenomenal artist of Atlanta by way of England. Yeah, yeah. We get lots of gifts from England, from Atlanta. I'll get into that. But I just wanted to offer you revelations of a power number tonight so that while you're making your choices, you can flow in the energy of you got it. You are your superhero. You are your super hero. And all the choices that you're making, regardless of where you're going, I can promise you it's all good. We're all going to go home. We're all going to feel home within ourselves. And that's the power of knowing what numbers can do for you, what tarot can do, and any other spiritual tools that you're using. So we're going to be playing with that tonight. And the phone lines are full. Oh, thank you for spending your time with me. I see you, Mariana. We're going to get right to you. Already got a hand raised. And I'm going to go over to the chat room real quick. Say hey to Earthwebs, Gwenda, Mariana with that 777, and Yvette. Yvette, thank you for holding me down. She's the one screening the calls tonight. Don't know what I'd do without her. I appreciate her energy as one of the members of the Life Conversations Radio Network team. And let me tell you a little bit more about my radio family before we get into the numbers game, because I have so much in store. I'm so excited. Yeah, I am. I am. I love 8. I'm a little partial to it. It's one of my birth cards. If you want to know your birth cards, I'll tell you where you can go to find them. And maybe you'll feel like calling in and go, well, Celeste, okay, it says this. What does it mean? Because, you know, I always have a way of flipping it, you know. Everything we need is already on the Internet. It's an amazing time to be alive. Is anything you want to know about numbers, anything you want to know about tarot, psychic, intuitive people, we're all out there, but we all have our unique style for telling a story. And so you get to have a choice in how you want to hear it and how you want to apply it in your life. So I'd love to start off by thanking Life Coach Today. He is the host of Ask Life Coach Today radio show, which airs Monday through Wednesday until April 16th. Yeah, he's going to go down to one show a week, but that's okay. He's got some other things in store, so don't stress. Just look forward to the unfolding. But, yeah, you can find me there from 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. I come on around 1. I break down a mini version of the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan with the Celestial Moment of the Day. But Life Coach Today is flipping out. I mean, not flipping out. Are you Life Coach Today? Are you flipping out right now? Is my spidey sense telling me something? You want to talk about it? Are you okay? You get no love? Oh, see, I just saw that a day. You get so much love. He's the head of the network. Technically, he's all our boss, so we love you, dude. You know, you give us all an opportunity to do our thing on this network, and I appreciate you so much. And you offer amazing soul food for the consciousness. So don't flip out. Flip in love. Or just flip it. I'm done. You can shift that vibration right now. I'm not having it. Okay, so we have the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Oh, and my goodness, guys, guess what? We're going to go on a field trip this week. We are. Okay. I know Monday he's going to be talking about sacred rituals with Don Wolf, Keeper of Stories. That's going to be hot. But on Tuesday, Life Coach Today is going to be on Hay House Radio, Mark Husson, Master Astrologer Show, Power Peak, sitting on the Aries panel. So we get to find out all his business. And he'll have, you know, some other people joining him, but he'll be on that panel. So we're going to go over there on Tuesday from 12 to 1, and then we're going to come back home from 1 to 2, where Life Coach Today is going to fly solo for an amazing show. And you know, he's going to be all hyped, so I'm looking forward to that. And then we have Ambassa Severa, the play experience. Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? If not, You can join Ambassa on the Playground of Life at 7 p.m. Eastern on Thursday nights. You can check her out there. And we have Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today. You can find out how your ancestral lines, you know, I hear people call it, oh, I think we have a family curse. We have this one thing that keeps happening over and over again. Some people, you know, lift that vibration and call it family blessings. Either way, those are untold stories from your ancestors coming out today through you, through your experiences, through your family experiences. Maybe the stuff you guys are dealing with doesn't have anything to do with you, but some unresolved issue in your ancestral blueprints. So what's the best way to bring that to light? Let's talk about it. That's what Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today does on the last Wednesday of every month. It is a powerful show. It really is. You never know where you're going to go or what you're going to find when you go back to the root of a situation. And Lisa's just a powerhouse. She's a psychotherapist. You've got a psychotherapist and a life coach joining together to go through these family constellations to help us live a healthier life. And, you know, maybe we are the ones right now, because we're getting this information, to heal the pain and the suffering. And as well as to remember the good times, too. You know, there's some ancestors who want to come through and talk about that as well. And then you have me, The Celestial Show, with Celeste Morgan. Every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, I break down tarot, numerology. I have gifts of blending and weaving stories together through, who knows, music, movies. Anyway, I'm a willing channel to help you get to reclaim your me power on Sunday nights. We have a good time over here. If you want to join me, you can call 347-426-3346. And don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. And I see my girl Glowing Gooch from D.C. is in the house. Welcome home, sweet tea. You right here. I've got the Cancer love. I'm feeling that because the moon is in Cancer right now, Miss Glenda, in case you didn't know. And that 777 is triggering me like crazy because you guys know we're in a 7 year. Do you know that? This year marks our 7 year. 2014 equals 7, and so it's the year of the Chariot. That means victory is ours this year. So whatever we're going through, we're going to get to unwrap the packages toward our journey, our victory. The Chariot of Tarot is astrologically connected to the sign of Cancer. And just because I believe in synchronicity and I believe that it's a kiss from the god/goddess, it's also the year of the horse for a Chinese New Year. So horse is featuring prominently this year as well. So I like to play with that because you have that water energy. 7 is ruled by Neptune. And then you've got this horse energy running too. So anything that's not working for you, you can wash it away in the water, or you can get on your horse and ride to your destination. taking a deep breath and saying hello, and thank you to the ancestors and my guides for tickling my energy right now. It feels good, and I welcome you to the party. Anything that needs to be expressed will be expressed in love and truth and peace and joy. So that gives you a big little roundup of Life Conversations Radio Network. For more information about the shows, you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com as well. So are you ready to get to this number game? Are you? Because I am so ready to share this number 8 energy with you. It's absolutely what is moving and what's running today. And, oh, my goodness, did I miss something? I'm checking real quick. Let me run over because I want to make sure I did not miss my baby sister, my baby sis Lori. We have something in common that we never knew before. This is why I think it's really important to play with your birth cards to know what they are. We are both star strength, which is 17-8. So if your birth cards are star strength, that's the energy that is also running today. So to my baby sister, who I had the fortune a meeting at the age of 35. That's a whole other show. I'll break that down in some other point. But hey, baby, it's our day. It's our 8-day. And for anybody who's celebrating a birthday today, like April Joy Garrett, who is a dear friend and listener to the show, happy birthday, April. You are flowing all year in 8 energy. So we're going to watch you for how to step into it. She's already doing it. She's ridiculous. Let me tell you how. Number 8 shows up as the otter in medicine cards. The otter in medicine cards is no joke. Even though they're very playful, they're adorable, the chant in the medicine card says, otter, so playful, coquettes by the stream, the medicine of woman, the realized dream. Now, the energy behind woman medicine speaks to connecting with our amazing femininity, and that's not just for women, because men and women are connected, right? We're connected. We're both masculine and feminine. It's just that the otter has an intense feminine energy. Why? Because it lives both on land and on water. And earth is feminine, and water is receptive, is feminine. So the energy of the otter reminds us how to walk in balanced femininity. If your birthday is today, you get to be an otter all year, you lucky thing, you. But here's the thing. Otter does not have time for lower-based vibrations. They're too busy playing in the stream. And I'm going to say something that I don't usually say about the otter, and I promise you it's in the book, and if you look it up, you'll find it for yourself. Otter energy is so fierce, the power of the medicine is so strong, that they have gotten rid of all types of energy that is reflected in our society right now. You know, it just is. And what I mean by that is jealousy. The otter doesn't have time for jealousy. The otter doesn't have time for negativity. The otter does not have time to criticize you. As a matter of fact, and Lori, I'm not doing this. I'm just saying this for the, you know, that's my biological sister. I'm not doing this. I don't care how much I love you. The otter medicine says, here it goes. Get a little closer. Yeah, I'm about to go there. All right. So, otter medicine is so loving, so compelling, that if your sister in the village husband has transitioned to another, you know, has passed, okay, the otter sister will allow her mate to go to the other woman so that her sexual energy does not dry up. I'm not there yet. I'm like, we'll support you. We'll take care of you. But I'm not really willing to share my mate yet. But you know what? To each his own. I know some sisters who can do that. I'm not there yet. And I'm not telling you need to be there. I'm just saying that that is connected to otter energy. Amazing, powerful stuff to grow. Can you imagine being oh so loving? Yeah, I'm afraid to go in the chat room to look at what the response to this. But I don't need to be afraid because you guys are my family. We're friends, right? A-okay, with tears on. Okay, you guys didn't fight me on that. All right, I love you for it. Thank you so, so very much. And the number 8, it's ruled by the planet Saturn. Did you know that? All those rings around Saturn also connects with the promise of infinity that the 8 formation makes. They said this a long time ago, and I never forgot it. It's one of my favorite ways to think of number 8, that the 8 represents the wholeness of the masculine and the feminine, which I think was so beautiful. And I was like, I'm not going to forget that. See, I pull from everywhere. If you say something to me once and it moves my spirit, I'm using it. I'll give you credit one good time, and then it's just going to be mine for the rest of the time that I'm talking about numbers. So we got Saturn, which is the planet of discipline. And then we have, that's ruling 8. And then there are all these other ways that 8 shows up. You know, it's funny because 8 shows up as either strength or justice, depending on your tarot deck. So you get to make a choice in how you want 8 to show up for you. for me, eight shows up as justice. And I really like it. I do. I do prefer to have justice first before strength. You know, because I want to make sure that all needs are provided for. You know, and it makes sense to me. You know, you're coming off of that seven energy of victory, the chariot, right? And then you move into eight. Now, once you move from that chariot victory energy, what do you need? Do you need justice or do you need strength? Well, I'm thinking I'm already in victory. So let me make sure that the tools that I have and the way that I'm showing up, because your chariot is your body, people. It's your personality. It's how you show up in life, right? I'm going to want to make sure that I'm planting seeds of eternity, of infinity, by making sure that my gifts and my talents are being used so that I am able to respond to life and life is able to respond to me. And you know what? The other thing is I'm greedy. Yeah, I'm greedy. Because when I have strength at 11, I get double the portion because 11 is the master number. So don't think I'm being noble when I say I believe in justice first. I just do that because that's how Mother Peace does it. But, yeah, I am greedy. So I do enjoy strength, double the strength with the master number 11. And it's really powerful. So when I say birth cards or star strength, 17 is the star, 8 is the strength, and most people follow 8 as strength. But if you walk my way, I give you justice too. So really the energy that's running for me are the star, unconditional love and acceptance for yourself, strength, which is ruled by Leo, gentle persistence to make it happen, and then justice. You reap what you sow. But if you don't reap at all, you're not able to respond to life. Life isn't able to respond to you. So that's a quick roundup of what's moving, what's shaking. We'll have some deeper ways to play with number 8. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am your host, Celeste Morgan, and I think it's time to get our caller in here. Yep, we're going to it right now. Miss Mariana, how are you doing, darling? How may I help you? Coming to you right now.
Hello?
Hello, Mariana. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am wonderful, sweetie. It's so good to hear your voice. Mariana is a regular listener to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, and I'm blessed to have her call in to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. And it's just, it's great to hear your voice and connect with you. How may I help you? You want a reading tonight? Do you have something you'd like to share?
I would be honored if you gave me a reading tonight.
All right, all right. It's my pleasure. I'm going over to the Mother Peace Tarot cards right now. First deck of cards that were round.
For the record, I'm doing great.
Say that again, my friend.
For the record, I'm doing great.
You sound great. You do.
Thank you.
I'm going to shuffle these cards real quick. I think we're going to do a three-card draw. So let's see here. What you hear me doing is shuffling. I don't look at the cards to pull them. I allow the right card to show up. Or in this case, it will be cards. Definitely feeling going with number three cards tonight. All right. Interesting. Okay. Wow, that just popped right out there. Okay, you have something to say. Okay. Talk you to the cards now. Okay. Okay, Mariana, you have an interesting spread here. What came up first for you, and I always like to preface this by saying, this card is not a bad card, Mariana, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to need you to trust me on this one. It's the death card, okay? The death card in tarot is about transitions and changes.
That's right.
Okay, yeah.
You know, that's where I'm at.
Right.
Yep.
It doesn't mean that you're going to, you know, oh, I'm about to tell you when you're going to, you know, transition. No. not physical transition, but perhaps some physical transitions in the way that you're showing up and what's happening in your life. It's to the left, though, so I'm sensing some resistance to the change. And I think there may be a connection with the next card that follows it. It is the Seven of Swords, resistance to change happening in your mind, my friend. I've got foxes and I've got some hens. The question for you right now is, do you feel like the victim or do you feel like the predator? Because that's the question when the Seven of Swords comes out. It's the story that you're telling in your mind. And I say that we represent everybody in the card or all the energy that's showing up. So maybe there's some foxy tendencies going on as well as needing to feel protected. I would say to balance it out by focusing on taking care of yourself no matter what so that you can receive the changes and the transitions that are trying to give birth in your life.
That's right.
The next card that you have is the Shaman of Cups. It's just interesting because I remember another reading that you had, a numerology reading, where you were described as a cosmic mother.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
And I'm loving this because cosmic mother, it's time for you to drop your mask. I can already see, it's like flashing in my eyes right now, the places where there is resistance. There's something that wants to come through, honey. Okay, let me breathe. Mariana, there's so much good around you, and there's so many angelic forces coming to your aid who want to push you to your next level. This snake in the 13th death card is actually shedding its skin for new life and transition. But the story that you're telling yourself might make it difficult for you to release that skin. And then I've got this question of the mask, because the Shaman of Cups has the ability to work and show himself at the same time. He's not hiding. It's completely reversed for you. So there's this energy of Mariana has to come forth to express herself, even if people don't like it, sweetie. Because as the cosmic mother, you do want to take care of everything, which puts you in this position of feeling like predator and prey at the same time. Let go of any stories that are keeping you away from transitioning to the life that wants to be birthed in you. Now I'm going to stop. Is there anything I've said that you don't understand, you need further clarification, or is this right on for you?
You're so right on. I mean, so right on. The things that are changing, this death thing you're talking about, I am changing. A lot of things in Mariana is changing. I mean, even people have noticed. So, yes, there is some resistance because I have been the victim for quite some time, and I have to change my way of thinking to let go of that and move forward. So you're right on.
Girl, you got it, and you're going to apply it, and even more is going to come up for you. That's amazing. I'm so happy when the cards are able to speak to you, and you can confirm for us that, yes, this is happening. This is what's moving in my life. The choices that you make right now, Mariana, are very important. Make sure that you're honoring yourself in every choice.
If you only knew today, I mean, this is a minor detail, but I have a piece of jewelry that's like ancient Greek, and I don't wear it because people think it's a show-off. I wore it, and I wore it with pride, and I walked in church, and I felt great. I'm like, this is it. No more hiding. I'm coming out. This is who I am. Just so you know.
I'm so tearful. I'm so tearful. Mariana, don't be a stranger. Please share your light with us. You are representing the star energy that's flowing today. And we want to see more of it. So whenever you can, honey, you tune in I am happy to pull cards for you at any time you like it, you need it. Sending you so much love to you and your family. Thank you so much for blessing us with your questions.
Thank you. I love you very much. No questions.
Oh,
I'm very happy with what I heard.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure to give it to you. All right, family, that's my sister Mariana, our sister Mariana. Big round of applause for that. How powerful. Okay, I need to drink some water because I wasn't joking when I said I was tearful. You guys move me. What can I say? I'm just letting it be today. I'm going to follow her lead. So we're going to listen to some quick messages, get some water, get ready. Then we're going to go to our next caller from Boston after the break, Aman. So hold the line. We're coming to you right after these messages. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word. But really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family, too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media, from my friends.
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is.
So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
And we're back. Let me tell you a little bit more. I promised you that if you wanted to know your birth cards, that I was going to tell you where you can go to get them. You are listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am your host, Celeste Morgan. The call-in number is 347 626-3346. And if you're curious, like, she keeps talking about these birth cards. What are my birth cards? Well, honey, you can find them. Sure you can. You go over to tarotschool.com/calculator. And I have to say, one of the fun things that I love to do when new babies are being born into my family, I love to calculate the baby's birth cards. In my life, I have twin grandsons. Can you dig it? So welcome to the world, Jace and Javion, two boys. And they happen to share the exact same birth cards as my mother, Temperance and Hierophant. So what are they going to be teaching us? I cannot wait to find out. But they certainly came through a gateway. The birth cards represent the gateway of our life purpose. Like, what are we doing? You know, are we in alignment with it? Are we not in alignment with it? You'll find out when you tap into your birth cards. So those babies came in with a powerful punch, 14-5. I'm so happy for them, so proud of them. And, of course, I'm not going to tell them until they're much, much older what their cards are. But I will watch. I will watch. And I'm looking forward to seeing some high priests grow up. Okay, I'm done. Thank you for allowing me to have that moment. Okay. All right, so that was a little bit about birth cards. Let's go to our next caller. Amon, but did I actually hear that he has a nickname of King G? I'm very curious about that. Am I saying your name
correct.
Right? Is it Amon?
It's Amon. Amon.
Amon. Forgive me, my friend.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm excellent. What about yourself?
Wonderful. You have a question about one of my favorite numbers. Is that about number 9?
That's correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
Is it
now,
focused on a particular... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. See, basically, throughout the week, I've been running into the number 9 a lot, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
not consciously, but, you know, sort of like involuntarily, you know, that number will appear, whether it's a double-digit number, like 45 or 54, and I calculate the number, you know, saying like
yeah.
4 plus 5 will equal 9, 5 plus 4 equal 9, et cetera.
Right.
Okay. Now, something kind of awkward happened today. Today I was on Facebook, and, you know, I was strolling through the home pages, and I liked a couple of links. And all the links that I liked, you know what I'm saying? It came up to the number 6. You know, I like 3 links, and I was like the 6th person that liked each of these links. You know what I'm saying? So, and then
mm-hmm.
I've done this 3 times. So, you know what I'm saying? 3 times 6 is 18. 1 plus
yeah.
8 is 9. So, you know, I just want to know about the significance of this. Why is, you can like
it is my pleasure.
Right.
Listen, it's
okay.
my pleasure to break down a number 9 for you, okay?
Okay?
The number 9 is the end of a cycle. It's ruled by the planet Mars, so it has a warrior king energy all into its own right. So I'm thinking the messages that you're getting, okay? And 9 shows up in other ways, too, and I'm going to quickly go through that for you. But what I'm feeling really strongly is, it's the time to let some stuff go, you know, so that you can step into the royalty, the fire energy of that number 9. 9, as well as being the end of the cycle for medicine cards for Native American people, it's the butterfly. So think of the caterpillar changing into a butterfly. Its gift is confirmation. Excuse me. I'm close to 9. I'm very close. It's transformation. Which
oh,
is
transformation.
A confirmation
okay.
that you are doing your spiritual work and you're paying attention so that the messages can come to you. Because when you're able to recognize numbers like that, I think of that as people on the other realm just going, hey, Amon, the end of a cycle. It's going to be fresh beginnings for you. You are going to transform from a caterpillar to a butterfly, which means that there are no heights that you won't be able to get to. But you still can't avoid that time in the cocoon. All of us need our cocoon experiences, you know? And so that time of healing and that time of resting is really important for you to get your wings to fly. Now, I know guys are like, oh, I don't want to be a butterfly. What's a butterfly, Celeste? I'm like, hey, butterflies, we still need them, okay? And we're going to tap into that transformation energy for you. Now, if you need your nine to be a little bit feisty, I would pay attention to an Orisha by the name of Oya. Do you know her?
Oya.
Oya.
I know her. Yeah, I know her, Oya, but I'm not sure if I know the one that you're talking about, but I know her, Oya.
Yeah, it's the same one. Nine is her number. It is her sacred number. Oya is called the Mother of Nine, and I would say for you as a man receiving this message as well that you have an extra care in taking care of the women in your life, because besides being in charge of transformation and change and the storms, she's also a leader to women. So you, with this energy of nine coming to you, you are being invited to use your masculine power for the upliftment of the women in your life and the women in your circle.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Oh, that makes a lot of sense,
So nine is a powerful number for you. I'm trying to remember what 45, because I know that 45 is,
Because according to numerology, doesn't the number have to be single?
Say that again.
According to numerology, doesn't the numbers have to be single from like 0 to 9?
According to numerology, yes. But I'm only called Celeste, which means they're going to play with all you got. And if there's a number, if there's an animal that shows up in the medicine cards as a 45, I would be really wrong not to tell you what that number is.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can add them up. But that 45 also represents an animal, and it must be a really important animal that I need to pay attention to, because I don't know it by heart, and I know all of these things by heart usually. So this is a number. This is an animal that doesn't come up much on this show, and you just walk through the door with it, and I want to make sure we get to it. I'm like, don't play with me right now. What y'all doing? Give me this 45 real quick.
Yeah, take your time. I'm patient.
Oh, my gosh. All right, I'm going to employ some help here because it's, it's really not here at my disposal. All right, I'm going to keep looking that up, but focus on that 9 energy. Focus on Oya. Mars is in retrograde right now, so take care of yourself. And focus on uplifting yourself as well as the women around you. And whatever needs to end, let it go. Don't fight it.
Okay, I hear you.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I mean, what you said was right in the exact. I could completely relate, you know what I'm saying, to the explanation that you gave me. Completely could relate. I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, breaking that down for me. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And I'm about to find out this. It's the blue heron. It doesn't come up very much, but it's definitely a bird of connecting people together. So when you saw that 45, when you saw that 45 and you added it, yes, you were absolutely on point for doing that. There isn't an animal that's 54. But the blue heron is a really powerful animal. And I'm trying to get to it right now. Blue heron, H-E-R-O-N. And it doesn't come up that often on this show, so I'm glad that you brought it to us. The spirit of the great blue heron is the harbinger of peace and balance. And its elements are air and water. So that's your mental thinking, what you're thinking about in air, and then the water for emotions connecting to it. It's recalling the child within you. So end your cycle, tap into that inner child voice to feel that peace. I said to somebody today that we can't provide the peace if we're not in it, if we're not feeling the peace. If we're not being the peace, then we're not going to be able to offer that peace to the world. So the first piece, the primary goal for the Great Blue Heron, is to remind us of how important it is for people to come together and to realize the power of their relationships and their oneness with the universe and all its powers. So, Amun, you have a lot of energy and power running in you. Use it wisely, my friend, and keep us updated about what's moving in your life, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. That was Amun, and I'm really excited when brothers call in to get readings. It's a wonderful thing. We sisters know, you know, play with tarot. But when brothers call in, it also just makes me smile. Let me give you a little bit more about number eight, and then we'll go to Sankofa. Absolutely. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. We have a good time playing with the number eight and with other questions that you have coming up. Yeah, we're playing with that too. I want you to know that we often don't focus on the minor arcana cards. We usually don't have time for it. But I would employ you to connect with how eight shows up as the Eight of Wands, the Eight of Cups, the Eight of Swords, and the Eight of This. And since I was talking about the Otter and connecting with that, I'm going to put the energy focus on the Eight of This in Mother Peace Tarot, which actually features a group of women working hard on various tasks. These women are finding fulfillment and meaning in the daily work that they do, and they feel a sense of purpose and connection. Each of them are trying to master whatever craft is their favorite and develop their skills even further. They will continue to work hard until each excels at the craft in which they have the most talent. And did you know, I told you, eight is a power number. Eight is the number of prosperity and abundance as well. So when you're working in what you love and what you're doing and you're grounded and you have a community around you, then get ready for more to show up in your life. Eight of This, fun card to play with, particularly if you want to connect with your own prosperity and your abundance, finding the work that's going to lift you to your next level so that you don't feel bored and you can seek out a new line of work. If you're not happy doing what you're doing, it's time to shift it, because I promise you, eight will guide you and will lead the way. All right, Ms. Sankofa, I am ready for you. You have a question about your love life?
Yes, you didn't have to say that so loud.
Oh, really? I'm sorry.
With all things considered now, I'm just interested in intimacy. You know, my heart is opened, and, I'm just ready. I'm just ready.
Ready for love and your India RE voice?
Excuse me?
I say, you ready for love and your India RE voice?
Yeah.
Okay, honey. Yeah. It's not to be ashamed of. I'm sorry I put it out there like that. Forgive me, but there are no shameful questions, and I promise you, you're not the only one in the room who has that question, okay? So we're going to join you energetically as I shuffle these cards. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. We're playing with Sankofa right now, and we are going to take a question into our hearts and see which cards come out. Okay. All right. That just came out there. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
The three cards that came up for you are the Ace of Discs.
Mm-hmm.
Which features a baby. There's that Seven of Swords again. Ah. And then you got Strength. My way. Double the strength. The story, the tarot story for you right now, Sankofa, is beautiful, okay? The mm-hmm. Eight of Discs represents new beginnings. It has a newborn baby playing. So that's the promise of something coming to you. It's to the left, so there's a little bit of hesitation. So that feeling of, like, I'm ready now, I can see it showing up in this card. Now, the Seven of Swords, which Mariana also got, is also an invitation for you to clear your mind about how you're seeing yourself. Because if we're looking for intimacy, if we're looking for love, we need to make sure that we're not creating stories of predator or prey, because then you're just going to get the old run-of-the-mill love story that we're used to hearing, you know, of being conquered, being swept away. Those are old paradigms that don't even that doesn't even sound like you. I think this is more of a warning to make sure that your mind is free to receive the gifts that are showing up as love for you, and a reminder for you with the strength card. Strength has the goddess Bridget on it, okay? Mm-hmm. She is called the bride. I'm just going to pause for she is called the bride, okay? She's a powerful goddess, and her energy is healing. She's inspiration, the muse, and she is taking care of her fears by facing them. She has animals surrounding her that would be stereotypically scary, but she's learned how not to tame them, but to be in relationship with them so that they can get what she has and she can get from them. There's a wolf that is sniffing her ego. There's a small ball of light. It's her ego. The wolf is sniffing it because this wolf is not something to fear. The wolf is a teacher, and that wolf is going to sniff that ego and find out what lesson she needs to receive the gifts of this newborn baby that's being promised in this disc energy, earth energy. And then I say, focus on your mind, recreate new stories, let go of old stories and start telling new stories to yourself, and then prepare for your gifts by tapping into the gentle persistence of strength. Strength in this case is not about Hercules. It's not about being able to pick up the biggest boulder. Strength in this case is about being able to combine the lower chakra energy with your higher chakra energy so that you can balance the fear question that may or may not be showing up for you in your life right now. I see good things for you. I see love in your life. You've already been demonstrating that through how you show up and how you're moving in your life. So it's time for you to release. Feel the presence of a newborn baby playing with a leopard. Connect with that energy. Let go of predator-prey stories. You know, you're here to be loved. You're not here to be beat down. You're not here to be abused. You got to trust that and understand that the strength that we're talking about here is already yours. And Bridget, this goddess, shows up completely nude. And nudity in tarot represents self-love. An unconditional love for self. So those are really powerful, with a slight warning to focus on the stories in your mind to get the love that you want.
Sure.
How does it connect with you in this moment? How does that land?
Yeah. It's definitely on point. It's definitely on point. And I understand the mind part, because it's almost like, here I am. I'm a new individual today. So the blueprint, not even the blueprint, but the pictures that I had up way back when, they no longer fit who I am today. So I'm constantly releasing them. So and I'm glad this came up, because now I realize that's what I've been doing, is replacing them. Replacing them, yeah. Yeah.
That is beautiful, and I'm so glad that you shared that here with us. You're amazing. Yeah. And keep up the good work. It's going to be just fine, honey. The love you're waiting for is waiting for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Celeste.
It is my pleasure.
Wow, what a night. And I thank all you guys for joining me tonight on the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. We don't have time for new callers, but I do want you to tap into the power energy of number 8, the revelations of number 8. Tap into the otter energy. King G, a.k.a. Moon, brought in the great blue heron. Thank you so much. I can't see right now who posted that in the chat room, that number 45. But he also brought in the 9. He brought in the butterfly. He brought in the Orisha Oya, the mother of 9. Mariana, thank you for calling. Sankofa, it has been a wonderful journey. You do have choices to make in your life. We started the night out with Julie Dexter, Choices. And you know what? I am thinking, yeah. We're going to end it on Julie note, juliedexter.com, transitions. Because you know what? The world is getting better. Transitions are happening, and they're moving in our lives. Everybody's going through changes, but you don't have to go through it alone. You have the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, 8 p.m. on Sundays. To get a tune-up. Don't forget to join Life Coach a Day next week or Monday with Dawn Wolf, Keeper Stories, talking about sacred rituals. And hey, we'll be at Hay House. So, I love you, family. Make sure you love yourself. And big shout-out to Life Coach a Day and Yvette for holding me down in the studio. I love you guys. Make sure you love yourself.
Keep our minds focused way before our time.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.